You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi, so this is Larry Quidadai for 3 Mob Radio. So the other day I had a chat with Zimbabwe international test batsman, Tinoma Woyo, and he talked to us about the foundation he set up. So I'm going to ask, I asked him questions like what led to the formation of the foundation, when was it launched, who are the board of trustees, and what do you hope to derive from this? What drove you to set up something like that, when the tournament is, and some of the things that he expects to achieve through the tournament? So let's have a listen to what he had to say.
So what actually led to the start of the foundation really was the Junior Development Festival, which we have for kids annually in Mutare. And, you know, I felt that, you know, a lot of talent is identified at quite a young age. So I thought it was important to try and catch those children as young as possible. The last couple of years, it's only been Manicaland, but this is something that as we grow, we'll obviously take to a national level. So we look forward to the second edition this year. And yeah, that when I had the festival last year and just reflecting, I thought, you know what, there's so many other things that we can do, you know, for sports people, not just the young kids. So, you know, I think things like anti-doping, HIV and AIDS education for fully grown sportsmen and internationals is really important. And I think that's something that maybe we can do at a national level. So the foundation really covers a vast area in terms of, you know, grassroots development of sport. It's not just cricket, and for senior sports people as well. We support the girl child. I think it's important for the girl child to be involved in sport as well. So we've got a wide array of things that we cover, and hopefully, you know, the cricket festival is the first thing that we've done in terms of a program. But, you know, as we grow and get into the actual foundation itself, hopefully we can start to do more programs that impact, you know, some senior international representatives of the country. So the foundation was launched on the 6th of July, 2018. And yes, we, as I say, the Junior Festival is something that we did last year and is the first program that has, you know, come under the wing of the foundation itself. So as I said, we're looking to grow and we're looking to have more programs and initiatives that target, you know, some senior sportsmen in the country. So yeah, that's basically the idea. As I said, Larry, I think it's really important to always give back to the community. And as I said, look, a lot of what's driven me to come up with the Kids Festival, to come up with the foundation, is the fact that growing up myself, I wasn't always in a position to have everything that I needed to further my cricket, etc. And there were people that were there, family, friends, you know, just random people in life who were there to support and there to help. And for me to become Tinoma Woyo, who I am today, was because a lot of people also sacrificed and put something in for me. So, you know, I think it's important to be able to do the same for other people. And I think it gives a lot of satisfaction as well to see that, you know, you've helped somebody go from, you know, rung A to rung F in life. And you know, you never know, maybe these could be, you know, some of the top cricketers to come out of the country when we're talking about the cricketers, and some of the top footballers and rugby players, golfers, netballers, you know, when we talk of the other sporting disciplines. So, you know, I think it was really important, and I really hope that, you know, the support that we've received in the first year and this year will continue to grow, and you know, we can really come up with something in a few years' time down the line that really produces all-rounded, well-rounded individuals that will represent our country, and if not, can administer, you know, the different sporting sectors at a level that we really need to be at. Just on the tournament as well, you know, I don't believe children must come together, play cricket for a couple of days and go home, you know, without getting other skills that they can from a weekend like this. So if you look at last year, we had the Sports Leadership Institute of Zimbabwe doing a grooming course, etc., for the kids, sports as a career. For the community, we had, you know, the umpiring course that was run by Jeremiah Matabidi. This year, the Sports and Recreation Commission will run a youth peer leadership course for the participants, the boys and girls. and then an adult facilitator course for the coaches and managers of the teams. So, you know, I think that kids must come there. We must fuse sport with education, try and get the kids to get something educational outside of these programs as well. Yes, an international sporting career is possible for many of these kids, but at the same time, you know, sport's not something that you're going to do for the rest of your life, and you need to make sure that, you know, they've got something educational that backs them up. So that's also one of the objectives of the foundation, and we look to really push that as we grow.
This is a 3MOB Radio production. www.3-mob.com